Good morning, it's 6:19 with sports news. I'm Jesse King. In the NBA playoffs last night, DeAndre Ayton jammed an alley-oop pass from Jay Crowder with 0.7 seconds left to give the Suns a 104-103 triumph over the Clippers. Phoenix now leads the Western Conference Finals 2-0. The draft lottery was yesterday. The Pistons will have the first pick in next month's NBA draft. Oklahoma State freshman guard Cade Cunningham is the top prospect, and if they keep the pick, it'll be Detroit's first time selecting number one overall since 1970. In other NBA news, the Harlem Globetrotters are calling on the NBA to make them a franchise. In an open letter to Commissioner Adam Silver earlier this week, the exhibition team cited decades of contributions to the league, with multiple players going on to play in the NBA. The Globetrotters have been around since 1926 and have won 27,000 games in 123 countries. Last year, Silver said the NBA was considering an expansion, with Seattle thought to be a top choice for the league to expand to. Checking out the rest of yesterday's scores in Major League Baseball, the Royals nipped the Yankees 6-5. The Braves blanked the Mets 3-0. The Red Sox downed the Rays in 11 innings 9-5. The Blue Jays edged the Marlins 2-1. The Nationals beat the Phillies 3-2. And the Astros defeated the Orioles 3-1. In hockey, the Canadiens are one win away from going to their first Stanley Cup final since winning it all in 1993. Montreal topped the Golden Knights 4-1 last night to take a 3-2 lead in their semifinals series. And former Sabres high-scoring right wing Rene Robert has died at age 72, less than a week after suffering a heart attack. Robert was one-third of the Sabres' French Connection line, one of the league's highest-scoring units during the 1970s. He registered a career-high 40 goals twice during his 7-plus seasons in Buffalo. I'm Jesse King.